Can you maybe talk a little bit about the interplay between biography and the imagined in your poems?
Yeah, I read the poem about old roses, and I say, bloom by the barn, thorn. They really aren't by the barn door. Barn door. I'm lying in order to get RN in there to go with thorn and so on. They bloomed down by the gutter. They came up again in the spring.
Did they?
Yeah. They may have been there for 100 years. Don't know. They're the old, very old-fashioned single rose. So I will always, though I write in the first person, sometimes it's totally made up in the first person, and like Mr. Wakefield, so. I will, if I'm writing out of personal experience, I don't know if I've ever written out of personal experience without changing the tale and making up something, or deleting something, or, you know, pushing two things into one, and so on. In my memoir, this memoir, and the one about Jane, I'm trying not to make any fiction in it. But in my first published book of prose, String Too Short to Be Saved, I made quite a few things pretending that they were real. I didn't care.
For the sake of the story? I
made up a story because it was emblematic of the time I was talking about. I mean, it had that emotional truth that people talk about, but it was actually fiction. These people didn't exist. And so, I don't remember doing that since in anything that purported to be real memory. But in my stories, short stories, there's sometimes there's one thing where I started about a love affair, an adulterous love affair, and when I revised it, I turned the sexes around. He became she and she became he. But it had its basis in memory. But I wanted to write in the voice of a woman at that time. I'd never done it before. And that forced me to turn around the sexes in the original story. And then in that story, I made up lots of other things. I mean, it's a story. Why not? You know, it's fiction. But I knew the original anecdotes, mostly that other people told me, not my own life. And I started from that. Anyway, there are tons of poems that have their origin in something that moved me and that starts the poem, but the finished poem alters the memory considerably. And of course, I'm not apologizing in any way. I'm trying to make a poem. Not a historical record.